White House as the partial federal government enters its fourth day of closure. Trump gave an update on the shutdown, saying there was nothing new to report. Congressional Democratic leaders are blaming President Trump for, quote, plunging the country into chaos. Trump is demanding a $5 billion for a border wall along the U.S.-Mexican border, while government agencies dealing with national security and public safety remain open. Other offices are closed, and 800,000 federal workers are on furlough. Shares on Japan's key stock exchange plummeted Tuesday amid political turmoil in Washington and this month's massive losses on Wall Street. The losses on the Nikkei were a spillover from Monday's down day in the U.S. President Trump is blaming the Federal Reserve. However, many analysts say that it's his own rhetoric that's partially to blame. The Associated Press's Shelley Adler has more.
After President Trump took to Twitter Monday and said, quote, "The only problem our economy has is the Fed," stocks which had already been down intensified their fall. Mark Hamrick is the senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com.
It's one thing to have a disagreement with the Fed chair. It's another to raise the issue of firing him.
Markets are facing their worst month in a decade over fears about a U.S. trade war with China, a slowing global economy, and chaos in the Trump White House. Shelley Adler, Washington.
On Tuesday, riot police and soldiers were deployed across Sudan's capital as protesters were demanding the resignation of President Omar al-Bashir. This follows a week of protests. Amnesty International said on Tuesday it has credible reports that 37 protesters have been killed. This is VOA News. A hijacker with a knife drove a bus into pedestrians on Tuesday in a southeastern Chinese city before being captured by police. At least five people were